Welcome to Train the Game Radio. I'm Mark Kington.
Hello there, my name is Lauren Black. I'm on the developer course and I'm from Middlesbrough.
Hi Lauren, how are you doing?
I'm not too bad, thanks. How are you?
I'm all right, cheers. So tell me a bit about yourself.
Basically, I've just been working in the web development industry for quite a while now. And a couple of years ago, I just kind of figured I'd had enough of that. And I decided that the game industry was the way to go for me.
So what did you do in the web industry before?
I did a lot of freelancing. You know, I'd get a contract in now and then. You know, they'd ask me to do a bit of security tightening, you know, the odd bits and bobs.
Yeah.
You know, every now and again, I'd get like a bigger contract to do something, you know, but it was just random bits and bats, really.
So are you just primarily creating games now instead, are you?
Instead, yes. I kind of figured that, you know, games would be a lot more interesting. You know, I got this little letter through the door one day saying Train to Games, so I thought, hey, I'll go for that.
Excellent. And are you happy with your choice?
Very much so. I've only done about halfway through part two. I had to take a little break due to illness, but like I say, I've learned a hell of a lot of it, and it's actually, you know, it's helped with the web side of things as well, because it's like a transferable skill. Like, the skills that you learn from the course can be applied in other industries as well, so it doesn't like just lock you into games. This like can help with a lot of other things as well.
Yes. Have you been working on anything lately that you've been using your Train to Game course for?
Yeah, I mean, it's helped me make a load of contacts in the industry. I worked a while back for a company called Iguana, and, you know, they seemed to like me. Again, that was around the time I got ill, so I had to cut that short, unfortunately. But like I say, yeah, I've made a load of contacts in the industry who've been helping me with this current project that I've been working on called Sacred Wing. At the minute, we're deciding to start from a comic book, and then we're going to be building a game a bit later on. So it's a bit backwards from, you know, what other people are doing, I guess, who are on the course, who develop a game straight away. But at the minute, we're sort of developing a comic, generate a bit of fan base, and then eventually we'll be building a game on top of that.
It's a brilliant idea, I reckon. I reckon it should go quite well.
Oh, I hope so.
So with the comic, are you publishing it yourself, or are you putting it out on the internet, or how do you want it to work?
Well, it's a bit of both, really. First of all, we are putting it out on the internet for free first. And then if we get a lot of hits and, you know, enough donations, you know, because we're, you know, kind of on a shoestring budget at the minute. So if we get a lot of interest in it, then yes, we'll be doing a hard copy publish, which I'll be publishing myself. Or perhaps even through a professional publisher. We'll have to see about that, yeah.
What is the comic about?
What is it about? Now, that is a very good question, because there's a lot of things I don't want to give away this early.
Ah, right.
So,
I understand it's a sci-fi one, isn't it?
It's science fiction. It's got a bit of fantasy in there. It's got a bit of steampunk. You know, all these little elements that I'm hoping to bring out a bit later on in the project. It's very hard to sort of see what's there at the precise moment, because it's very early on. But, you know, I'm hoping there's a lot of surprises left, you know, a lot of surprises that I can, you know, give to people. You know,
yeah. Is there somewhere that people can keep up to date with the bits that come out and stuff? Have you got a website or a Facebook?
Absolutely. We're available on sacredwing.com. And also, there's my personal blog, bothersome.co.uk.
You spell it out just so people listen can type it in as they go.
Absolutely. Sacred Wing is sacred, sacredwing.com. And my personal blog is bothersome.co.uk, bothersome.co.uk.
Perfect. Well, I look forward to everything that's coming out with that.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
And I'm sure we will talk again soon.
I hope so. Thank you very much.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.